Yeah, good. Good. I imagine. Oh, hang on. Let me turn that one up. I imagine that having a lot of dogs barking at the end of that is. I imagine it's. Pardon me. Sorry. Basically, what I'm saying is, I don't know anything about Cassavetes. I just like that song. And it's entirely possible that having a lot of dogs barking at the end of it is somehow a reference to the work of Cassavetes. But I wouldn't know. It's also entirely possible that, like, three dogs just got into the studio and started having a lovely time barking at each other. And sniffing each other. I can't be the only one who gets scared every time there's like a couple of dogs and their own, you know, and they start having a real pop at each other. And the owners are like, "He's fine. He's all right." And oh, she's just being friendly. It's like, this is a horrifying intersection of instinct and delusion, because they want to do each other senseless or rip each other to shreds, and you've got them on a lead. So well done, you've got pure instinct on a lead, or not sometimes. Oh, don't worry about him. I will worry about him. No, I will actually. I will worry about him in the same way that I'd worry about, I don't know, like a ball rolling into the street. It's a hazard. It's a potential hazard, and I got very good marks on my hazard perception when I was doing my driving lessons. Okay? Anyway, good morning, everybody. My name is Daniel John Kitson. You're listening to Resonance FM. If you've just tuned in, you've missed a program about the environment that made me feel like what I do on this station is a little bit flippant still. I started with a song called Dick in the Air by Peaches. And then after that it was What's Your Take on Cassavetes by La Tigra. Obviously there was some language in the old Peaches song. Classic Peaches. She is a naughty lady. But I thought I'd play that then rather than later, because it's, I don't know, it's like it was 7 o'clock when I played it. So obviously, I don't think children are up at seven, are they? Or if they are, they're eating cereal or watching TV or you know, climbing a tree or bouncing a ball. They're not really tuned in to Resonance. Resonance FM, I doubt. I wonder. I wonder. Here's the thing. I wonder what the youngest age is of someone who is willfully tuned in, who has decided to listen to Resonance FM. Not someone who's just in the room when someone else is like, "Well, I'm in charge of the radio, actually, Mark. So I'm going to put it on Resonance FM." Anyway, so. It's 9 minutes past seven, and I've made my coffee, but I've not had my coffee. And this, I don't know if you can hear this, that is the sound of an apple hitting the microphone. So I've got an apple, I've got my coffee, and I'm all ready, I'm all pumped, I'm jacked. But I do need to drink my coffee, so I'll probably put a song on and drink my coffee. Drink it if you've got it, right? You know how there's a phrase, smoke 'em if you've got 'em. You see it in films and stuff. You don't really hear it in the world, I don't think, but you see it in films. So I was doing a version of that with coffee. Drink it if you got it. Drink it if you got it. Make it if you haven't. If you don't like it, have something else. But for the love of God, have a cough. Right, let's have a bit of... Yes, a bit of this. Well, I wouldn't have minded that having a bit more of a beat to it, really.
So you've made a mistake.
Time
so you're
go visit some places.
How do you know?
Do you think that there are times in this radio show where it's like I'm trying too hard to display my eclectic tastes? Because I don't, guys. It just spills out of me. I build my playlists according to what's in my heart. I just think if you like music, you like music. I don't deal in genres, guys. I deal in beats and vibes and melody and lyrics. Yeah, that's what I deal in. So I guess that is a genre. So let me do some professional back announcing, which may be slightly fiddly because I got distracted during those three songs by enjoying them and having my coffee and having a nice time, and I didn't write them down. But I should be able to identify them. That last song was Now You Know from Merrily We Roll Along by Stephen Sondheim. That is from a recent album of Sondheim songs, I think. Hang on, let's have a look. Yeah, it's from Merrily We Roll Along, 2012 New York cast recording. And 2012 is actually quite recent, so why don't you F off and swivel on my mid-didge? Mid-didge is... the thing is, I spend a lot of time having sort of aggressive conversations on the street, and mid-didge obviously means middle finger. So I just like if I'm on my bike and someone cuts me up, I just scream mid-didge at him. Mid-didge, mate. Yeah, and you, mate, actually mid-didge. And they they sort of know what it means, but they also, it gives them the opportunity to feign ignorance or indeed to be ignorant, which I think is the most generous thing we can give to another human being. So that was that one. And before that, it was Mount Kimby with, hang on, where is it in this playlist? There it is, Blue Train Lines, Nina Kravitz, Tool 1. From the album Love What Survives, I think it's called. Where it's called Love What Survives Remixes Part 1. And that was yeah. So Nina Kravitz, K-R-A-V-I-Z, has done three remixes of that song. Let's have a listen to the first few seconds of each one. So we had... Blue Train Lines, Nina Kravitz, Tool 1, which starts like this. Then there's Blue Train Lines, Nina Kravitz, Tool 2, starts like this. Very similar. And then there's Blue Train Lines, Nina Kravitz, Main Mix. Let's check this one out and see what Nina's done. Well, that's a shame, because I really wanted it to be the same. Oh, it would have been so nice if Nina had started them all the same. Anyway, classic. Kravitz. I'm quite curious to hear that one now. Is it worth me playing that one? Well, it is 8 minutes 6 seconds, so maybe not. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll stick it on the playlist for tomorrow. That's it. The reason I said tomorrow like that then is because I was going to say Tomoza. And then I stifled my natural linguistic tendencies towards the Antipodean. And before that, it was David Byrne. Today's track. Look at me, I'm really settling in. That was a track. That was a cut. It was a joint. It was a jam. It was a pie. I'm going to start calling songs pies. And that was a pie from David Byrne from the most recent album. That song is called Gasoline and Dirty Sheets. And it is 7:26 a.m. And if it's not 7:26 a.m. when you listen to this, say it with me, you are cheating. You are cheating. A friend of mine said, well, look, I'm not normally up at that time. And I was like, yeah, I know. Me neither. Just either get up or don't. It's fine, isn't it? Like, I don't get cross with the birds for singing at like 4:30. Do it. Well, I I do actually, but in a different way, all right? So, yes, you're right. I've made a weak point, and I've made it badly. But worth getting up for. Worth getting up for. So, I rode my bike in. I rode my bike in as per. I'm going to ride my bike in every day of this week. I should explain. I'm on every day, Monday to Friday, for the next 2 weeks now. I've done... I did 4 days last week. Didn't do the Monday because it's a bank holiday. And what is a radio if not a bank? A bank of noise. Noise bank. You're listening to Noise Bank Radio on Resonance FM. My name is Daniel Kitson and you're listening to Noise Bank Radio. Who wants to make a deposit in my noise bank? That's what I shout as well. Like if someone cuts me up, I say, I'm going to make a deposit in your noise bank. And again, they aren't sure what it means, but I do a lot of work with my face to convey subtext. Anyway, I rode in on my bike this morning and it was lovely. Good, that's the end of that talk break. I think it might be time for me apple. No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to have me apple at 8 o'clock as a little mid-show treat. Christ, I mean, is that what it's become? I'm genuinely thinking of an apple as a treat. Might as well chop it off. And by it, I mean my head. Okay, so how about you get your mind out of the gutter? I might as well... Pardon me, may as well chop my head off here. Finally, I've been indoctrinated into believing that fruit is a treat or a serviceable pudding. It's absolutely not. If there are any children listening, do not let your parents tell you that fruit is a treat. Do not let them do it. Okay. Happy to help. All right, let's have a listen to... Ooh, yes, please. Yes, please, Jeffrey. Roger Whittaker, innit? Roger Whittaker on Resonance FM. Fair play, Rog. Now, here's the thing. How's Roger popped him? Let's have a little Google, shall we? And see... I mean, if Roger or a friend of Roger is listening to this, a man they don't know, Googling whether or not them or their friend is still alive. He's alive! He's alive. Good on him. Is he? Yep. Yes. Years active, 1962 to present. He's active. He's active. You can't be active if you're dead, can you? I'm not a real doctor, but that's what I shout at people after I've shouted mid-didge. And what was the other one? A thing about noise. I shout, you can't be active if you're dead, which is like a more overt threat, really. So that was Roger Whittaker with New World in the Morning. Tomorrow never comes, guys, yeah? Get on board. Live your life today. If you've spent the last 4 weeks thinking, one of these days, I'm going to have a pie, have it today, because today is one of these days, all right? You might be dead in the morning, and so might Roger. Neither of you are now, though. You're still active. You and Roger Whittaker are active. Before that was Janelle Monáe with... well, it's Queen, isn't it? But there's a dot after every letter of Queen, and they're all in capitals. So I don't know if you meant to say Q-U-E-E-N or Queen. Anyway, it was that. And before that, High and Dry by Radiohead. Have you heard of Radiohead? Have you heard of them? New group coming through from Oxford, I believe. And before that, Jeffrey Lewis with Roll Bus Roll. Now, I've got a confession to make. I've killed a boy. No. I've got a confession to make. I've eaten half my apple. And it's sort of slightly... Have you ever eaten an apple and found it slightly too resistant and now it feels like a bit of it is wedged in my gullet? Oh, God, what a way to start the week with a chunk of apple wedged in my gullet. Still, I'm broadcasting. You can say what you like about me, but I'm broadcasting through the fruit. Through the fruit. I'm quite tired. I'll tell you for why. I had 5 hours sleep. because I did a gig last night. I'm a professional performer. I don't want to climb up a ladder and like pull them down and then waggle it about. But I am a professional performer. I do a lot of burlesque. And last night I was doing one of my burlesque shows in Greenwich, and one of the other burlesque artists had come from the BAFTAs. In the BAFTAs there's like an early, is there, well, I think there's a BAFTAs night that's not the BAFTAs night that you hear about like everywhere. It's like I hate to use the phrase, it's a less important and exciting version of the BAFTAs, but I mean, that's the phrase that feels most apposite. And it, you can say what you like about me, but I do like to plump for the most apposite phrase available, as and when I can. I offered to give him a lift back to the BAFTAs after party, after the gig. Basically, I was comparing a gig in Greenwich. Nish Kumar was on. He'd been at the BAFTAs presenting an award, and then he'd come to the gig in a tuxedo, and we convinced him to do the gig in his tuxedo, which was really, really funny. And then I gave him a lift back to the BAFTAs after party, which was at the South Bank Centre. And I've got a car, right? Sorry, guys, I've got a car, right? I'm sorry, hippies, I've got a car. Sure, I've got a bike as well. And sure, I've got a camper van. And sure, I own 4 Learjets. And yes, I've got a yacht. How else am I meant to traverse the oceans? I've actually got 2 yachts, one for the Northern Hemisphere, one for the Southern Hemisphere. There's no way I'm going around the Cape of Good Hope. Not again, not after last time. I lost my sandwich. Choppy, choppy bastard, that sea. Sorry about the word bastard. This is Resonance FM, and I apologise for the word that I said twice. I'm not sure you meant to say the station in the middle of an apology. Anyway, the point is, I've got a very buggered, I think that's fine. I've got a very battered Ford Fiesta. Ford Fiesta style climate. I got it when I passed my test, which was about 10 years ago, and it was about 4 years old at that point. And I don't tend to clean it because I drive like I live, you know, quite carefully, with occasional moments of worrying sleepiness and largely alone. So, which means that basically, the point of this story, and story is a very generous word, is that when we got to the South Bank Centre, there were lots of limos everywhere and people in tuxedos being picked up and dropped off. And so I wound down my windows. I didn't wind them down. It's got electric windows. Yep. Electric windows and air conditioning, hence the word climate in its name. Anyway, I wound down my windows and started shouting, just dropping off for the BAFTAs, just dropping off Kumar for the BAFTAs, just dropping off for the BAFTAs. And it's so much fun because there's all the drivers and people and the things, and I'm in a Ford Fiesta with my windows down shouting that I'm dropping off for the BAFTAs. Oh god. I mean, I'm not sure that was worth sharing, was it? Let's try and rescue this. If you've got children with you, you need to put your fingers in your ears. No, actually, you need to put your fingers in their ears. No, actually, you need to put your fingers in your ears. All right, good. Hey, kids, I'm going to do some swearing in a minute. Strap in. Okay, you can take your fingers out your ears now. I'm going to try and rescue this horseshit debacle with some ditties, probably 3 back-to-back ditties. It is 7 minutes to 8, and your day is probably just beginning. And don't worry, it's not going to be as awful as you fear. So long, I can't believe. I hope me blowing a raspberry at the end of that did not imply that I didn't enjoy it, because I did enjoy it, but I thought I thought it might be funny if I could trick you into thinking that song ended with a big old raspberry. So that was a chorus by Holly Herndon. Not that hard to say, really. I don't know why I made such a big deal of that. But I've got a speech impediment. Yeah, so maybe everything's a little harder to say for me than it is for you. Thank you for having a modicum of compassion in your hearts. Sorry, that came out quite sarcastically. It's weird. Before that was a song called Eshkelon, and that is harder to say actually. Eshkelon by Darlingside. Eschaton it is by Darlingside that somebody emailed me about. And before that was Field Music with Disappointed. It's 7 minutes past eight, and when that Holly Herndon song was playing, I was like, I wonder if people are exercising to this. That's what I thought. I wonder if people are exercising to this. I wonder if people have got up and they're exercising. And then I thought, there'll be people elsewhere in the world who are listening to this live, but it'll be a different time in their day. And then I thought, I wonder if this song is incredibly annoying to... Because basically, I'm just sitting here in the studio, so I put a song on, and then I listen to it, and I'm like, yum, yum, yum. Yum, 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 yes, please. I don't have to do anything else, but I am... And so, you know, I really enjoyed that, but I imagine that for some of you, that was just some irritating noise whilst you were trying to make toast. But, you know, never apologise, never explain. What a horrible, horrible way to live your life. Never apologise, never explain. Take what you want and hurt everyone. So I was going to tell you this. I've had a brick wall built in my garden, between my garden and my neighbour's garden. Build a wall. I've had it built, and it got finished yesterday, and it's... very lovely. It's a lovely thing. But get this. Check this out. As soon as they had finished building it, suddenly there were lots of bees in my garden that seemed to be confused. And I was like, oh, we've built an... I say we. You've built an obstacle to their flight path, I think. And they were sort of like, you know, oh, they were bumbling. Oh, That can't be where that comes from, can it? People can't have seen the bee and been like, oh, they're bumbling about a bit. I'm going to call it a bumblebee. Guys, if you know where the phrase bumblebee came from, then please text in. There's no way of texting in. And there's no way of phoning in. There was a bit of me that was like, oh, I might do some phone-ins on the breakfast show. But there's actually no way of doing phone-ins. There's a phone in the studio, but I can call out on it, but you can't call in, which is weird. That's maybe that's what I should do, a phone out rather than a phone in. I phone people up and I just give them a topic of the phone out, and then I get a survey, basically. Maybe I'll do a live telephone survey on air, as opposed to a pre-recorded one, because that's definitely the bit of it that you want to focus on. Anyway, the point is, I saw these bees and I was like, maybe... the wall is in their flight path and they have to relearn their route, or maybe it smells like something. But it was loads of them. I'd say like eight bees, which is loads actually, because it's quite a small garden. It's a tiny, tiny garden that is now entirely surrounded by a tall brick wall. I am exactly the sort of person I would seem to be. Right. Let's have a look at what we got over here. I think I might start trying to have the next song lined up before I do one of my solid gold chat attacks. SGCA. I'm going to play some Holly Throsby. Am I going to play Aeroplane? Or am I going to play Now I Love Someone? And, ooh, guys, call in and let me know which one you think I should play. Oh, no, don't actually. Keep your opinions to yourself. Shut up. No! No, I will not. Oh, I was too busy being sassy and it rattled to the next song. Oh, well. Of course I'll help the aged. I am increasingly one of them, and I'm very selfish. So, sooner or later, I'm going to be helping the aged. That was Help the Aged by Pulp. I didn't mean to play that. I meant to play... Well, I was torn between that and A Little Soul, and I think tomorrow I'll play A Little Soul, but I can't do it now. Well, I could, but I won't. But I'll give you a little snippet of it. Hang on. So that's worth tuning in for, isn't it? Tomorrow. I wonder if anyone does, like, physically tune in. Oh, well. God, I've got so much to wonder about. So much to wonder about. I saw a man on a bike earlier, on the way here, with headphones on. What an absolute classic plonker. Headphones on a bike, you are a plonker. I think I've invented a helmet. Well, have you invented something if you've had the idea for it? Probably not, right? But, okay, fine, I'll rephrase my boast, as seen as you're absolute sticklers for meaning. I have had an idea for a helmet, a bike helmet, that has a sort of strip of light around the underneath of it, so it illuminates your face, right? And I know a few of you are like, oh, but what about it shining in your eyes, bro? That's going to be an absolute nightmare, big bro dog. And to those people I say, yeah, well, that would be rectified in the design phase, wouldn't it? Jesus Christ, I'm trying to have a vision here. Because then, with the light illuminating your face, you can make better eye contact with drivers at night time. They can see your face. You can smile at people, which I think is a very helpful lubricant on the highways and byways of the British Isles. Smiling. The driver's lubricant. Oh, wow. I don't mind that as a phrase. So those songs. Oh, but also I thought in the helmet. Sorry, I just that's the sound of me hitting my headphones with a pen. In the helmet, there would be some sort of speaker that sort of meant that you could have, you know, I guess music or the radio playing, but you could also hear the world around you, which is absolutely glorious. You just got to listen to the world around you. You hear that? Listen up. Oh, yeah, the world. I'm like John Cage, in a way, aren't I? So that was Pulp, Help the Aged. Before that was Our Way to Fall by Yola Tengo. Before that was Colonizer by Tune Yard. And before that was Now I Love Someone by Holly Throsby. All right, so get off my back. Let me see if I've got a note of anything else that I want to talk about. Oh no, I haven't really. So it's probably time for another song, and I'll go and have a wee and make a tea. It's time for a wee and a tea. You're listening to Resonance FM. It's time for having a wee and making a tea. If you want to live your life like me. Think how happy you will be when you make a tea and you have a wee. That was Up in Hudson by Dirty Projectors. Now, an interesting thing about that whole Dirty Projectors album is apparently... I say apparently like it's some hot gossip I've heard. It's not that. It's just a thing I've been told, but have not verified. I guess that is gossip. But a friend of mine told me that... I mean, that's how all gossip starts, isn't it? A friend of mine told me... Well, or psst. Psst. I think a lot of gossip starts with psst. Actually, I don't think... I don't think... I take back what I just said about gossip. Okay? Anyway, a friend of mine told me that because the projectors was largely a couple, and then they split up, and the guy made that whole album, but he did a vocoder or some sort of processing on his voice so that he could sing both the male and the female part, which is, I really like the album, but there's something about that that is really funny. I don't need her. I don't need her. I'll just change my voice. I'll just change my voice. I don't need her. I'll just change my voice and cuddle myself. It's a good album, though. If you've been listening regularly, then maybe you'll know what this sound is. Hang on. Recognise that sound? That is my Ventolin inhaler that has arrived in the post from my mum and dad. Still haven't needed it, though. Still haven't needed it. But I'm carrying it. I'm carrying it in, and I'm squirting it down a microphone. Squirting my Ventolin down a microphone since 1977. Daniel Kitson on Resonance FM. It's 8:41, and in other exciting news, I've worked out how to display the time on Spotify on a playlist. So I reckon the end of today's show is going to be a lot tighter than the end of the previous two shows, where I've had to cut off one song halfway through because I wanted to finish on a different song. I reckon from here on in, it's going to be slick, dick, mega, quick. That wasn't actually being used in that way. It was being used as in Richard, so you can tell your kids that, all right? I'm going to play a thing that I've heard a tiny bit of and liked, then a thing that I've heard many times and liked, then I'll probably have a chat, then I'll play another couple of things, and then I can do what I like for the rest of the day, which is going to involve a nap and watching Match of the Day, actually. Oh, what a Monday. I'm sorry, guys, that you do not have the level of talent that means you don't have to do a normal job. But the thing is about me, I burn so bright, and my pants are tight. You see? Like, if you could come up with that sort of stuff, you'd be able to go home, have a nap, and watch Match of the Day today. Radical. This is... Frank Sinatra, that's the name of the song. So that's an absolute twist, isn't it? And it's by Miss Kittin and The Hacker. So let's see how this goes. God, they really stepped into the breach there for me. Good on them. Good on him. So that was James with Sometimes. I think I'm going to play two more songs. I'm going to play Head Rolls Off by Frightened Rabbit and Tonight We Fly by The Divine Comedy. Am I going to play the live version of Tonight We Fly or the album version? It can go either way, can't it? I remember once, I don't want to swing it about, but I was at a gig, at the... I'm going to play the live version at the Roundhouse, watching The Divine Comedy, and he did a version of Sunrise that absolutely wooded me up the yin yang. Now, look, we all know what I mean by that, but your children don't. So relax, yeah. I could say to a child, "I've been that song wooded me up the yin yang, and I haven't done anything wrong there." Genuinely, I haven't done anything wrong if I say that to a child or an adult. If I say that, I haven't said anything wrong, all right? Oh, what a world. What a world where you can't even say I've been wooded on the yin-yang. Anyway, so that's that is largely it for today. Oh, I didn't have a tea. I'm saving myself for another coffee. I'm going to have a coffee after this. Whoa. I'm going to have a coffee. I'm going to have a snack, and then I'm going to go home, watch much of the day, have a nap, then I'm going to wake up, then I'm going to do some work in my garden, then I'm going to go and do 2 gigs, then I'm going to go to bed, then I'm going to come back here tomorrow morning, and then I'm going to drop jam after jam after jam, and I'm going to slot in wisdom and quips and possibly something melancholy. Who knows? Who knows? But that is that's it. So this is Frightened Rabbit with Head Rolls Off. And after this will be Tonight We Fly by the Divine Comedy. All right. Have a lovely day or a nice sleep or no. Those are your two options. You have to pick one and stick with it. Bye.